This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Brent Barnett. There continues to be talk that Argentina is considering an export tariff, which would likely mean less corn and soybeans available from the country to the rest of the world. We'll have more after this short break.
Here in Iowa, we are stronger together. Hi, I'm Denny Frias, Iowa Corn Growers Association Director for District 5, and I serve on the Animal, Ag, and the Environment Committee. Iowa farmers are committed to making water quality and soil health a top priority. Learn from your fellow farmers on conservation practices being implemented across the state. Sign up for the Stewardship Advocate Program and learn more at iowacorn.org.
Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride says the Argentine government is looking to limit export supplies to keep inventory in-country and slow down inflation.
We'll continue to monitor the tax situation for Argentina, whether it's the export tax or even the import tax. It gives us an opportunity to see potential for more demand out of the United States. Demand has obviously been very good. We have tight supplies. The concerns about Brazil's corn crop does factor into our own tight supply window and gives us a reason to think that we will continue to see global corn prices continue to go higher.
Argentina already imposes a 33% tax on international soybean exports, 31% on soybean meal and soybean oil, and 12% on corn and wheat. Reports say this is the second time this year that the Argentine government has made plans to increase export taxes.
I think at this point we are going to have to see some sort of a supply situation here in the United States to continue to warrant the prices we have right now. As we've seen over the last few weeks since that March 31st report, we've seen corn and bean prices skyrocket, and we are a little bit overvalued based on where our current ending stocks are. Now, we do get an update from the USDA next week, so maybe that'll come back closer to in line with what the prices are reflecting at this point, which would be sub 1 billion bushel carryout for corn.
In Argentina, the farm sector has pushed back against the government's tax hike proposal. For the World of Agriculture, I'm Brent Barnett.